In the prayer of the church on Sunday, we said, Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. With this prayer, we ask God to graciously give us a faith which hears the truth of his love, grace, and mercy. Because we are born with sin, our natural desire is to hide from God, to run from him. Only as the Holy Spirit gives us faith to receive the truth of God's word can we come to know of our Father's love. Jesus, while debating the religious leaders, said, Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God. This is the harsh truth. We flee from God's word because we do not have faith in him. We find all sorts of excuses to stop our ears, for we are afraid that hearing of God's love will force us to change, to confess our sins, and to throw ourselves on his mercy. We want to be in charge, but our prayer this week admits that our help is only in the name of the Lord, that we, of ourselves, have no hope. We are not comfortable admitting that we have no strength to redeem ourselves. For many people, this fact drives them away from the one who brings hope. May our Lord open our ears to hear his word for our eternal blessing. Amen.